Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor faktore wat die toestand van Suid-Afrikaanse landbou vorm. Maar soos ouer gewoontlik, ek is eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekke. Current Beef het weer met slagtings begin na 'n verwoestende back and closure uitbreking wat produksie vir bykans 2 maande tot stilstand gebring het. Die maatskappy volg streng regerings- en internasionale protokolle en begin eers met ontbeende vleissnitte. Ongeveer 160.000 beeste is by El Heidelberg, Nigel en Albert Falls aanlegte gekwarantyn met verliese van honderde miljoene rand. Die feit dat hulle weer kan slag word as 'n belangrike stap gesien, hoewel nuwe gevalle van die siekte steeds in Gauteng en Noordwes aangemeld word. 'n Nuwe wêreldwye droogteontleding deur die Amerikaanse Nasionale Droogte Mitigasiesentrum en die VN se konvensie om woestynvorming te bekamp, plaas Botswana onder Afrika se lande wat die kwesbaarste is vir uiterste droogte. Dit is weens 3 opeenvolgende uiterste landboudroogtes in die gebied. Botswana sluit aan by Somalië, Ethiopië, Zimbabwe, Zambië, Malawi en Namibië as Afrika se grootste droogtebrandpunte. Soos gewoonlik op 'n donderdag gesels ons met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandile Sihlobo. Wandile, hoe lyk die vooruitsigte vir 2025 vir graan en ander gewasse?
The grains and the oilseeds industry have done fairly well. And yes, there are quality issues, especially if you think about white maize regions. There are some where the quality is not at a level that we would have liked. But all of this doesn't change the fact that in terms of the volume, we still have over 18 million tons of maize. So it's a nice recovery, and this bodes well for the consumer considering the food price inflation in general.
In ander sektore?
The other area that is also seeing a bit of a good performance, at least when you're thinking about the production side, is the fruits. Because if you talk to anyone that is in the citrus industry, you talk to people in grapes and all kinds of other fruits, the numbers are looking fairly well. I mean, the table grape numbers are looking well. Wine production figures are looking fairly well up from last year. And was also interesting for me in looking at the logistics. For many years, we complain about the logistics, rightly so, because our friends at Transnet had underperformed for many years. But this time around, we are seeing a recovery in there. And the figures have been looking fairly well. And you probably noticed that there weren't a lot of reports from the agricultural sector complaining about the efficiencies of the ports, which means then that we were able to export fairly well.
Afgesien van die infrastruktuuruitdagings van die verlede, is die huidige FSA-tariewe een van die faktore wat Suid-Afrika se landbou kan vorm hierdie jaar. Wat is die moontlike impak hiervan?
The US is very important. You think about our agricultural sector, it's not that big. It's about 4% or so in terms of the value of our exports that we send to the world, but concentrated in imported industries, citrus, nuts, wine, and even in the ostrich industry, amongst those in the table grapes that are affected. And the other important thing we will be watching is what our competitors do. If our competitors in the US market, they get lower duties, we have on higher duties, of course, then the competitiveness of the South African product in the US market and the rate at which we could penetrate the US market will come into question.
Wat van groente, vee en kleinvee?
The vegetable industry has done reasonably well, and there were times where the weather conditions were the problem. These excessively wet regions meant also that in terms of delivering the crop to the market on time, there are areas that faced a couple of interruptions. The one subsect that is facing a lot of challenges in South Africa is the cattle industry. And the big problem that has confronted us is biosecurity, is foot and mouth disease. And the challenge is not only just to the cattle farmers, because even if you are in sheep production now and the sheep exporters, you have certain markets that are beginning to close because of the foot and mouth disease. And the poultry industry is also one of those that is not as doing as well. Still cases of avian influenza, that too adding costs to the farmers in that space. So if you think about the farming economy and you say which subsectors are in most vulnerable space at the moment, I would say livestock and poultry because of the animal diseases, while we're seeing a recovery in others.
En dit was die hoof-ekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Ontilesi Slobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.